A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you wear a smartwatch, be it a Fitbit, an Apple, or a Pixel watch, chances are you're completely unaware of the filth that you're wallowing in. A University of Arizona study found smartphones hold 10 times the number of germs you'd find on a toilet seat. And your smartwatch? Well, your hands are always getting into messy business. It's life. You wash your hands, but be honest, you stop at the wrist. And that watch band is a germ magnet. The bacteria load varies depending on what you do for a living, but generally speaking, it's a petri dish of disgust. You might literally have too much time on your hand. Researchers at Florida Atlantic University found smartwatches polluted with staphylococci, enterobacteria, S. aureus, which can cause blood clotting and organ failure. There's Pseudomonas aeruginosa, which causes UTIs, and yup, good ol' E. coli. Plastic, fabric, and rubber wrist straps are the worst. Metals, like gold and silver, attract far less bacteria. The tech companies suggest you clean your wristband with alcohol wipes or even vinegar, not bleach. Also, you should take your watch off and hold it to your nose. This is gross, but if it smells, your watch is pathogenic. And you know what time it is? Time to start scrubbing.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.